Everyone in this community has a story. The Petersburg Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences by setting aside time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the public library. In this excerpt, Polly Lee tells Susan Christensen about her early efforts to beautify Petersburg with the Civic Improvement Committee and her later involvement in starting the Arts Council.
One of the really interesting things that the city council gave us to do was to rid the city of rats. Not necessarily the city, but the dump, and then also the city.
Uh-huh.
Well, Ruth Sandvik stood up and said, "We will." And the rest of us were silently thinking, well, how are we going to do that? Well, it turns out that there was a man named Lee something, a fish and game guy from Wrangell. We consulted with him. He came over here and gave us a bunch of warfarin to, that was the time. Remember, this is in the 50s, late 50s. And so we distributed warfarin to those who called and told us they'd like to have some because they had rats around their house. And also deposited in different places at the dump. And you know, we got rid of the rats. You know, you think you get rid of rats, but we didn't see any more.
Yeah. With warfarin, I'm sure you didn't.
And we reported this to the city council, you can be sure.
The city council probably thought they'd gotten rid of you for good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they thought they were proposing something that would be preposterous and a little insulting.
Oh, that is amazing. The Civic Improvements, Petersburg Improvements Committee, then where did the Arts Council come in to that?
Okay. We had accomplished a lot of our goals in CIC.
Including these rats.
So we were resting a little while. And along came a time when the United States created the National Council on the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly after that was begun, the National Council enabled all the states, any state who applied for it, and now all states have their state arts council.
Uh-huh.
I was appointed to that by Governor Egan. Then it wasn't but a year or 2 years before our state arts council then determined that local state arts councils should be formed in Alaska. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all of those who were on the state arts council, their own communities got the first impact because they were there. But the arts director, one Roy Helms at that time, made visits to many of the communities, urging them to form community arts councils.
Uh-huh.
And so that was the beginning. And as best I can remember, that was about 79.
Really? So
I'm not sure if that's exactly right, but I think
Interesting. Art in such a place. I know you have a philosophy about that, and I would love it if you'd just talk a little bit about the importance of art in a community and in a life.
Well, thank you for that wonderful question. It's dear to my heart. I feel, as do many others, that art is intrinsic to our lives, and it makes us better people, especially if we have something to do with installing the art, whether it's choosing it or just simply supporting it as a community member. Artists need a lot of support, and public art needs a lot of support. It does things to us. If we live in a community that is healthy and beautiful, I'm convinced we are better people. We live better together. We're better neighbors. We see that our children grow better, and we just care more about our lives and all the creatures that share our world. Yeah, I do feel strongly that way.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.